I think rural Donegal, especially, where there is no trains, tubes, darts, and all we have is buses, I think the rural communities is affecting the most, and especially here in Donegal.
Just how much are families and businesses locally suffering because of the high prices in diesel, petrol and home heating oil?
Well, one stage I heard a person, they had a job interview in Dublin, and he couldn't take his car because he couldn't afford to put the petrol on, so he took a bus. Now, I think I understand this is going around the country the same, but especially if you're in a rural part, and in Donegal, we have plenty of rural parts in Donegal where there's no trains or darts, and I think the minister must reduce the tax rate that the government takes on every litre of fuel in order to sustain employment and to promote growth in the economy.
And you've been speaking to a number of petrol station owners, business owners locally, who have been telling you that they're really struggling as well because of these high prices.
They're really struggling, and I spoke to three, and the feedback from them is every litre of petrol, they get 4 cents, and I think the government gets in the high 80s. Now, they're struggling at the minute.
Is there not a worry if you send the letter to Michael Noonan that he'll simply just ignore it?
Well, that's true. With arrogance, this government has shown, I think we have to start somewhere, and people are talking about every day of the week, and I think it's my job as a town councillor to bring this up. I think it should be raised at county level and in the Dáil. So I was speaking to Councillor Jack Murray and also Deputy Patrick McLaughlin.